Okay, Grandma, so what was your childhood home like?
Like I said, we clothing, it wasn't like today, old name, but it was nothing like that, you know?
Yeah.
Special occasions we got, like outfits, Easter, Christmas, like that. But to me, I thought it was better. I don't know, I thought it was better because when I did go through a hard time, I was able to do it, you know? It wasn't that hard for me because I think my parents did a good job, you know?
Yeah.
Children have so much, and if they have to go through a hard time, and I don't think they would know where to start, you know? Because Grandma was able to do without it. It didn't bother me. Material things till today. Now that Grandma's 77, and still today, it doesn't bother me. You know, I buy things that I have to buy. It's not, you know, like I don't have to have special cars or special, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, I think, I don't know, I just appreciated my parents. I think they did a great job. And I just remember the good memories of being together and the warmth and all the homemade foods. I never remember seeing a can in my house. My mom made everything fresh. Never a can. Never a can of anything. Everything was fresh. Everything. Homemade macaroni, homemade ravioli. Sunday was a big dinner with the family. And it was a beautiful home life. Again, like I said, a lot of love. And just like the material things, you know. We got what we needed, you know, if it was necessary, you know. But my dad was a very hardworking man. He had 3 jobs. And, like, today, it's a different era for the children, you know.
Yeah, it definitely is, yeah.
Yeah, and Grandma still, because of, I guess, the era I came from, I'm really not into a lot of these things, you know. I work, I'll use the computer, I use the cell phone, but I'm really not, you know, into it. I'll keep the cell phone only for my own reasons, you know, important things, or I use the computer, you know, just for working, and that, you know, that's how I feel, you know?
Yeah.
I feel it's, you know, a different era, but at that time, I think, my parents made me a better person, you know?
I feel
like that anyway. I was able to go through hard times.
Yep. All right. So that was an awesome response. So you said you had a lot of awesome memories as a kid. So, like, how did you, like, spend your time? Like, what were some of your hobbies?
What, Robin?
What were some of your hobbies as, like, a kid? Like, what did you like to do?
A hobby? Oh, well, actually, we made our own hobbies, Robert. You know what I mean? Like, we weren't out, you know, we had, back then, there were a lot of, if we used to go, they had a recreation center, and it was nice, and you meet a lot, you go to recreation center, and there were things that, you play games, you met friends, everything was free. You know, you didn't pay for anything. And then they had a lot of plays they would put on, and they make everybody part of it. You know, everything we did was free. Sometimes they take you on a, you know, you would go on a trip for a day, you know. But that was about it. You know, there wasn't really, like today, you know, where your children travel all over, they go here and there. And
yeah.
No, it wasn't like that at all.
So was this in Cliffside Park where you live now, or no, was this another town?
Oh, no, I lived in Hoboken.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Grandma was born and raised in Hoboken.
Yeah, next to Frank Sinatra, right?
Right next door. Grandma lived at 413, and next door was 415. That's where he lived. And my mom always tells us the story. She remembers him when he was a young boy. He used to go around with a shoe shine box and shine shoes. She always tells us this story. You know, she knew his mom. And, yes, but of course, Grandma, you know, I was told these things, you know?
Yeah. All right, what about, like, a specific, you know, historical event that happened when you were younger or older? You know, maybe a war that impacted your life or just some historical moment that you remember impacting you?
When I was, at that time, that was older. I was much older in life, like, of course, the Vietnam War. And, you know, I remember a lot of friends that were in the war and that I went to school with, or I knew from the, from Hoboken and all from school and all. They never returned. They were killed there, and that was...
Wow.
Yeah, traumatizing, you know?
Yeah, let's see. So, you work at the cemetery now, obviously,
yes.
Mount Moriah. So, you've been working, how long have you been working there?
Grandma, it is 40 years.
Wow, so how did you find your way there?
Well, like Grandma said, I was married up and then when I was going, I never worked. I had two children, and what happened was I went to a divorce, and I haven't worked, you know, since the children were small, because I always believe when the children are young, they should, you know, I wanted to be with them. I wanted to raise them because that's how I was. You know, my mom never worked and all, and I did, and then I went to a divorce. When they were a little old, then I had to find a job, and I haven't worked in so many years. It was a little frightening to me, you know. Grandma said, "I don't know if I could do it." I was a housewife and cook, but when you have to do something, like I said, you just do it. I had two children to worry about, and I looked in the paper one day. And there were two jobs. I went to the one job, and they were very nice, and they accepted me. Then I went to the Mount Moriah Cemetery, and when I went there, he was very nice, the president of the company, and he said to me, I said, all right, I was so nervous, I don't think I wanted the job. He said, well, listen, he was so nice. Why don't you come down to the cemetery, because there's two cemeteries. And it was the Nuncetarian up above, and then down where Grandma works, that's the Jewish section,
Street. Oh, okay,
Jewish.
Yeah.
And so what happened, I went down there. And when I went down there, it was so funny. A very close friend of mine that I graduated high school with, I graduated high school with, and she was there. So I said, oh, my God, she was happy to see me. I was happy to see her. And I was glad I went down, you know, because that's where the job was. It wasn't that cemetery. So I went down there, and she called me up that night. She said, you better come in, Angela. I want you to come in. And I've been since there 40 years.
Wow.
I guess the job was just meant for me. And I'm very happy at the job. And Grandma, again, like I said, I'm 77. I'll be 78. I'm still there. And it's very nice. I meet a lot of nice people, a lot of friends. And people think, oh, you work in a cemetery. But that's not true. You know, it's not depressing. In fact, you have relatives and friends that come by. You become close with a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, I'm still very happy there. Every year I say I'm going to leave, but I never do.
All right, so final question. Favorite memory of me?
A memory of who?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, well, a memory of you. You were very special to Grandma. Well, you know, I love all the grandchildren, but I just remember you, well, let's say, they're all very special, but I guess you're just a very special, beautiful child. You're a very, very beautiful child, Robin.
Thank you.
And God bless you, you were beautiful. When all children are, but you were just like, you know, the type they pick out of a crowd, you know? You could tell you were very calm and very quiet, and you still today are that way. And you reminded me so much of your dad, because when I raised your dad, he was like that.
Yeah.
You know, he never once gave me a problem, and... But again, like I said, you know, you till this day, Dad always tells me, "Oh my God, he was blessed with you. We all were. We're all very proud of you, and your parents did a great job, and you're very respectful, and you're a good boy. And it's difficult today." Especially because all these things you hear with, you know, school and, you know, things that go on, it's not easy, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, like I said, you were just very special.
All right. Thank you, Grandma.
And,
All right. So,
Your dad, you remind me so much of your dad.
Yeah. All right, so I'm Robert LaGuardia interviewing Angela LaGuardia at 78 years old in Oradell, New Jersey, over the phone. And thank you so much, Grandma, for this interview.
Okay. I hope I did a good job.
You did, yeah.
I hope so. All right, Rob? Are we still on tape?
Yeah, I could take us off now.
All right, go ahead. Take it off. Grandma, talk to you a minute.